you of joy and happiness, but instead have turned things in your life in total disarray, in total chaos. Even so, it's easier said than done as you try to listen and do as others say do when they themselves have had their shares of trouble. They've had their shares of struggle, and they in return try to encourage you with their words of wisdom by saying things like, be patient and wait on God, or hold your head up. Keep the faith and trust God, and God won't put no more on you than you can bear. Such encouraging words are food for the soul. But when you lack patience and faith in God, then it's hard to wait on God, especially when you've been praying and praying, and it seems as though nothing is going in your favor. I mean, how can you have patience and wait on God and keep waiting on God when the rent is due and on Friday and it's now Hump Day Wednesday? When you got paid on last Friday, you were only able to pay half of all of your other bills. I mean, how can you have patience and wait on God and keep patient and waiting on God when things don't look favorable on your job? And it seems like your department is going to be the next department to be downsized, and layoffs are all around you. How can you wait on God when you've been faithful all along? You've been faithful to God in your worship. You've been faithful to him in your praise. You've been faithful in your giving and faithful in your faith and sacrifice and fasting. How can you? Can somebody please tell me, how can you just wait on the Lord when things don't look favorable to you? And you've been praying with hope that God would give you a sign that your prayers would be answered. Yeah. Well, as we look at our text, the first point we can consider in this text is that God is faithful to answer us in his own time. Can I tell you that? No. God is faithful to answer us in his own time. Y'all pray with me, because I don't have but two points here. It is a fact that we live in a generation whereby there are many instantaneously forms of communication. But our impatience with hearing a reply from others is sometimes laughable. For instance, I know somebody sent the text message to his wife. And then the next moment, before the wife could read and attempt to respond, that same person called her on his cell phone because he couldn't wait for a reply. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we feel that God has let us down because he does not provide an immediate answer to our prayers. Because of our lack of patience, we feel that our world is going to come to an end. But let me caution you, my brothers and sisters, let me caution you, Goodwill, because if we're not careful to wait as David did on the Lord, then the devil will move in on us and prey on our emotion, which causes us to lose faith and hope in God. Because here in Psalms 40, he says one thing, but in Psalms 143, he seems to be without patience by saying, in Psalms 143 verse 7, he says, hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Whether we know it or not, waiting for the Lord grows us in faith. Waiting for the Lord transforms us into persons a patient. Come on, somebody. But what some of us fail to realize and recognize is sometimes God will take us through some things in order to grow us in faith and patience. It's God's permissive will that we've been in agony and trouble, but we don't break and fall apart when we're tested. Perhaps that's why some of us are going through trouble after trouble, even right now, trouble after trouble. You are experiencing pain and disappointment after disappointment, which seems to be beyond our physical abilities. Yet, could it be that what you're going through is a part of God's
permissive will, perhaps that trouble, that pain, those sleepless nights are part of God's plan to make you better, part of God's plan to make you stronger. And when God sees growth in us, he brings us out. Oh, come on, somebody. I hope I'm talking to somebody here. Come on. God takes us through that which we need growth in, so that he can get us to what he has predestinated for us. Well, I think I need to say that again. God takes us through that which we need growth in. Let that simmer in your mind. So that he can get us to what he has predestinated for us. Goodwill, just know that waiting for the Lord can transform us into people of growing faith. King David spent many years waiting to be crowned king and fleeing from Saul's wrath. God took David through trouble after trouble after trouble. So much that David wrote in Psalms 27, "Wait on the Lord and be of courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." David grew into a man after God's own heart by waiting on the Lord. When we become frustrated with God's delay in answering our prayers, it's good to remember that God is interested in developing our faith and perseverance, our character. Goodwill, as hard as it is, just wait on God. Because sometimes we don't and we won't understand why. But know that God is faithful to answer us in his own time. And secondly, not only is God faithful to answer us in his own time, but second point is, God cares and he thinks worth of you. I hope y'all see this right here. God cares and he thinks worth of you. David tells us in verse 2 of our text of what God did for him. He said, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit." Come on, somebody. He cares. "Out of a miry clay, he cares." And he said, "Set my feet." He thinks worth of you. "Set my feet upon a rock." And come on, somebody. I hope somebody understands that God cares and he thinks worth. "And set my feet upon and establish my goings." Compare it to God. We as human are feeble. And we are unable to help ourselves spiritually. We are unable to heal our broken hearts. We are unable to fix the injustice we often endure. But fortunately, the God of the storms of life cares about weakening us, which is why David said, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit." God cares and he thinks worth of you. He cares. David verifies and certifies that God's care and placement of God's power over us by writing in verse 2. He says, "When I was in a miry clay," have you been there before? "He sent me." God will come and see about you. He said, "He sent me." God knows what you're going through. "He set my feet upon a rock." Come on, somebody. That's why you're here now. Come on. That's why you're in church now. He said, "Peter, upon this rock, I will build my house." You're in the house of the Lord because he set your feet on a rock. When you were down, it was God who reached down, way down in the miry clay. It was God. Come on, baby. You're happy now because God made you happy. And if you're going through something and you ain't happy, just wait on him. Come on, somebody. In the fullness of time, he's going to come and see about you. In the fullness of time, he's going to reach way down. If I have to reach way down, he can pick you up. God remembers and God knows that we are just dust and nothing more. We are all creatures of dust. I'm almost finished. I'm on page 7. With no big eyes and little U's. I know it's hard sometimes, but just wait on the Lord. I know life can deal you a bad hand, but still wait on the Lord to work things out. Because he cares and thinks worth of you. That's why Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 40:29, he remembers how much God cares. He said, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, he increase strength. He goes on and says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But then in verse 31, he says, but they, come on somebody, that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Come on somebody. He's going to let you mount up with wings as eagle. He said, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait on God, because he's strong and he can help us in our weakness. So no matter what you're up against in life, just know that God thinks worth of you, and he wants the best for you. He thinks more of you, and he wants the best for you. And thirdly, God is faithful to bless you in the end of your waiting. God is faithful to bless you. God loves your goodwill. He thinks worth of you. John 3:16, how I know, says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. But then down in verse 17 of John 3:16 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save. Come on somebody, he'll bless you. Save the world through him. Goodwill, God thinks worth of you. That's why he sent Jesus to die. So just keep waiting on him, because he's going to see you through. That's why I like the songwriter Anthony Brown. Y'all know Anthony Brown. You know him. You may not know him by name, but you know his song, the song Worth. You know the song Worth. Those lyrics assures us how much God loves us. That's why the songwriter tells every person what God did for him. He wants every believer, everybody, Anthony Brown wants every believer to know that God specializes in things impossible. So in the song Worth, he said, you thought I was worth saving. Come on somebody, you know that song. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you changed me inside. You thought I was worth to die for. So you sacrificed. Come on, somebody, your life. So I could be free. So I could be whole. So I could tell everybody, hallelujah, glory to God, who changed my life forever. Because I'm free. Because I'm whole. All I would tell everybody I know, oh, come somebody, give us some glory. God thought I was worth. He thought you were worth saving. God came and changed your life. God thought you were worth keeping. So he cleaned you up inside. You thought I was worth. He thought I was worth. He thought I was worth to die for. You sacrificed your life so I could be free. Give him some praise. He'll bless you if you wait on him. He thinks worth of you. That's why he sent his son to die for you, to clean your life up, to make you whole on the inside, so you can give him some glory. Hallelujah. Just keep waiting on the Lord. Just keep waiting on the Lord. You mean a whole lot to him. Come on, somebody. You mean a whole heap to him. You mean more to him. than the whole world. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross so he can change your life on the inside. You're worth more than you think you are. Just keep waiting on the Lord. Isaiah said that they that wait on the Lord, come on somebody, shall renew thy strength. He's going to work it out. He's going to give you the strength. He's growing you in patience. He's growing you in faith. Pain and trouble don't last always. It won't last always. It'll make you bend, but it won't make you break. Come on, somebody. It'll make you cry, but weeping may endure for a moment. But joy, if you hold on anyhow, joy will come in the morning. God thought worth of you. I know it's hard. I know it's tough. I know it's rough. It's hard to put some things behind you. But the God that we serve, come on somebody, is a trouble bearer. Is a heavy load carrier. He's going to bring you through. He's growing you in faith and patience. David was able to rejoice by saying, I waited patiently. Come on somebody, on the Lord. I know you're waiting, but turn your waiting into patience. Okay. And he said, and he what? Heard my call. He's hearing you. He's hearing you. And he's going to come and see about you. Just keep waiting on the Lord. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Amen.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.